Do you think it's worse being a man or a woman?
Wait a minute. What is the question?
Voice of reason.
Women say, oh, it's much worse being a woman.
What?
Testicle hair.
Clapping Clark.
You superficial, judgmental jackass.
Just PWs?
When I was sexually assaulted, I yelled, come back.
Yes, man.
That makes sense now.
Beautiful, lovely, talented Tiffany. What do you think 1,200 women said is worse about being a man?
Oh. Probably dealing with a woman.
Everybody says.
Which came first, the word orange or the naming of the fruit orange?
So somebody came out of their hut one day and said, hey, guys, I just invented this new word. It's orange. Well, what is it? Oh, you'll see.
I'm just getting straight to it. And that's what needs to be done here.
Well, you know, it's called Spike on the mic. not Tiffany on the whipping it.
I'm going to need an assistant or somebody with a flip phone.
Never be no tall pope.
Just give us an example of an ugly woman.
Who sang that song, We Got a Fast Car?
That's a woman?
Not necessarily.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Live from Hooters in beautiful Tampa, Florida, it's the Spike and the Mike Show. And now here is your host, Spike.
You gotta hit the post. I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of The Spike on the Mic Show. That's right. I am he. I am the guy known as The Spike on the Mic. And we are here at our plushest studios at 4215 West Hillsboro Avenue, also known as Hooters, right in front of Zaxby's, right across the street from the IKEA place, down the street from McDonald's. You'll find it. Just get on Hooters. Get on Interstate. Get on the road and come this way. I got them right there. I took them right there on Dale. What's this? Hillsboro. You guys, you know, we've been doing this for a minute, so you guys know where we are. But in case you're wondering, I'm not here alone because I can't do this alone. So let me introduce the crew. Directly in my peripheral vision, this is the man who's been homeschooled and he owns a boat. So we like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
Sticking like a chicken on a piece of bark.
How does a chicken get on a piece of bark?
I don't know. Okay, I like it, though.
That's a shish kebab.
Yeah, shish kebab.
Oh, or rotisserie chicken kind of thing. I can dig that.
Me too.
Well, the man who's putting the sounds through your eardrums, we like to call him PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who survived 2 weeks as a bachelor.
Oh, yeah, you did. You were home alone.
Home alone.
And you didn't break anything?
I didn't break anything. I didn't get sick and die.
You didn't lose anything?
Yeah. Everything's pretty good.
Does all your your parts work?
Yeah, all my parts working. Yeah.
All your parts are working. Well, cool.
Didn't bust a thing.
Okay, well, the next sound you're going to hear is the reason that we have to fight through the pain. Like, you know.
What do you mean?
You know, like, back in the day when football players have concussions.
Right.
They put them on the sideline.
Right.
But normally they say, I can fight through this pain.
Right.
So we're going to go ahead and fight through the show because we don't want him for his mind, his body, or his soul. We want him for his voice. So we just have to call him Bill Smuts. Bill Smuts, how you sticking?
And when you know what, I'm hoarse today, too.
So. Oh, great. That's perfect.
You just wanted me for my voice, so it's not like it's my voice.
Oh, that's you?
Yeah, that is me. Hey, I'm sticking like chapped lips to a Floridian in 50-degree weather. 50-degree cold weather.
Why was that funny? Did I miss something?
Yeah, yep. Totally.
Oh, too soon?
Totally, yeah.
Too soon?
Yeah, you missed it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay, ladies and gentlemen, because we're going to keep going. She's back. Yes, back by popular demand. You know, and she also knows that it's payday, so we got to slip her a couple deals.
Oh, my God.
If she wants to do it. So this is my gorgeous, and I asked her earlier, how does she handle when men hit on her? So she'll have to explain to her. This is the beautiful Miss Tiffany. Tiffany, how you sticking?
You know, I'm sticking the only way a Floridian can is to absolutely everything.
Yeah.
That's so true.
In our introduction, we played some sound bites from the last time, or the last time you was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We picked some great little knowledge of tidbits. I think I want to say this out loud. I dig your laugh.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, look at that.
You know?
A compliment
in
the first
minute. It's so loud. It's ridiculous. It's obnoxious.
But a compliment in the first minute, and it's a real compliment, not
it
some
is,
back
yeah.
compliment.
You.
Yeah, it's
somebody
it's tingling.
Record this.
Yeah, really.
I hope we're recording this.
Yeah.
So that's my job.
Because Spike is the king of the backhanded compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It really is. Well, listen.
He is.
In case you guys are wondering, yeah, we are a man that two men down, but the show must go on. Look, we're fighting through the pain.
Who you're counting is the second men.
The whole reason we're here.
Right. I
the
know.
Voice of reason
the first
is,
man.
Is absent.
We're still here.
Right. So, but we're here. What's the word called? Virtual listening.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess you're including the gas man.
And the gas man is not here.
Oh, yeah.
And also running late. But I guess I shouldn't throw her out there.
Is a special guest.
Yeah, the bird man, the third man. But you know what? We're going to fight through the pain because that's what we do. Isn't that right, Tiffany's?
That is 100% correct.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say I'm digging Tiffany right now. So I asked you earlier, this isn't show prep, but I asked you earlier, mm-hmm. How do you deal with men hitting on you?
I can't.
You can't deal with them?
Well, I just feel like the ones that are hitting on me really shouldn't be opening their mouths.
Ooh.
Well, how are you going to concern if a guy sees you, say, at a service station or at a Zaxby's or at a Hooters, they come up, they want to know your name. Like, let's role play. Here we go. Role play.
Is Zaxby's like the ideal place?
Obviously.
Yes.
Or the gas station. Tell you, if anybody here at Hooters would be hitting on me, it would probably be somebody walking, random person walking down the sidewalk.
With a shopping cart?
Walking up to hit on me.
You know, and if you're at the service station, someone can always go, hey, you want me to pump that for you?
Exactly. It's like, really? Keep on trucking, bro.
so let's role play.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here I come. Whoa. Hey. So, I see you over here eating these chicken wings. You really like to suck on that bone. Wait a minute. Oh, God. That came out. That's not what it is.
Yeah, was it? Yeah.
He went,
he was writing that one from last week.
So what would your response be after
to the bone?
Yeah. I have on good cologne. I smell good.
Right.
You know?
I would laugh.
You would laugh?
Yeah.
That's the key because
women, I
could be wrong, they enjoy a man that can make them laugh.
Well, yes, but there's a couple different reasons for the laughter.
Sure, yeah.
And I thought you were doing your Reverend Al there, Spike. I'm wearing my good cologne, so why don't you suck on my bone?
Yeah.
No, I was just saying that, you know, because I am a XY chromosome, and I don't understand how exes have to deal with it. You guys, you guys walk every day. Y'all put on clothes. Yeah.
Most of the time.
Y'all shower, y'all shave, walk around smelling, you know, better than most.
Tiffany keeps looking at me like I'm going to explain this.
Is that to help me look?
Yeah. Please, stop him.
Blink twice or something. Jeez. All right, well, then, listen, you're not alone then. Well, let me go ahead and pose this to somebody else that's another one of our fan favorites.
Uh-oh.
This is the lovely, the talented, this is the one and only Miss Monica. Miss Monica, how you sticking?
Hi, to my guns, big time.
You speaking to your goings?
Guns.
What's wrong with your gun?
It's a whole. I just got off of my stupid second job, and
right?
I'm mad.
You read?
There's a kid here, so I'm gonna say mad.
Okay, but let me ask you this: ask Tiffany this. How do you handle when guys hit on you?
It depends on.
Okay, so let's role play. Let's role play.
Oh, really? All right. Are you the guy? Are you playing a guy in this scenario?
Oh, you wait for it.
It's role play.
Like, get someone a little more masculine.
Yeah. Get ready for his bone.
So you at Hooters, you sitting around, you chilling, and I walk by like doom, doom, doom. Hey, mama,
I'm out. Instantly
exactly
out.
Like that.
Don't call me mama.
Hey, mama.
Okay, forget that part. Hey.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Okay, that would actually make me laugh, and then you have a better chance.
Hey. I like the way you sucking on that bone. Is that is that a little bit much?
Yes. It's a lot much.
Okay, so why didn't you laugh? Tiffany laughed.
She's a whore. Just kidding.
Oh,
welcome.
Wow. Totally kidding.
Welcome.
Wow.
Marg, what you telling me?
Skinny Marg, please.
All right. Well, then I guess I got to go with Tiffany then.
I'm totally kidding. I'm kidding.
I know, but I also said there's different reasons for laughter also.
Yes. That's when she looked at me like, please help me.
Yeah. But it don't matter. Laughter is laughter.
Is that what I walked up in on?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Gotcha. No, it depends on, and I'm sure Tiffany, who's not a whore at all, would say that if the guy, if that's his approach and that's his first line, yes, it's weird. But if we've been talking for a little bit and it's been a cool, laughable rapport that we're kind of joking back and forth, a little flirty, and then he said that, then it's funny.
Exactly.
But you didn't laugh when Spike said it.
Yeah.
Because it was Spike.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, so
that makes all the difference.
Don't compliment her bone sucking.
Oh, okay. Not
there's a time and place for that. And it's not.
Yeah, wait till it's time and place.
Yeah,
it's not on the Spike of the Mic show.
No.
Oh. God. All right. Well, listen.
If I'm having really good bone sucking technique, the last thing that's on my mind is a Spike on the Mic show. Just letting you know that right now.
It's my garage. Yeah. Oh.
Are you sorry you invited me?
No, I'm sorry that I used my approach too early.
Yeah, there's a better approach, and it just depends on the guy. And if he's creepy looking, then it doesn't matter what you say. And if you're a nice looking guy, then you probably get a little.
So
bit
my looks are important more than my words?
1,000%.
Oh yeah.
But that's just with chicks too. Don't act like if it's a pretty girl or an ugly girl or a girl, I should say a girl you're not attracted to.
Right.
Because everybody's attracted to something different. You just know right away from the get you're not attracted to her, and it doesn't matter what she says. Same
so
concept.
As I walk to y'all table, you guys decide whether you're attracted to me.
Oh, we're talking about you while you're
absolutely
walking.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. This dude's walking up.
One out. Yep.
Wait, oh, and I got the shaft walk.
Why is he carrying that near empty chicken bone?
God. So, PW.
Yes.
Am I wrong?
Yes. Usually.
All right.
Yes. We get it. That one could always be a professional yes.
Yeah. It's in life in general.
I'm glad that you did that because that's a drop. From now on, PW. Am I wrong? Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. It hit me. I mean,
it's the sky blue.
It wasn't part of the show,
all right,
bro.
We
but Tiffany
that.
A whore. No.
Yeah. Hey, remember the Tiffany part? We can use that too.
Yes, please.
God. Well, what I was trying to do, I was trying to give some knowledge of nuggets to all the men's out there that are wondering how do you approach lovely women. And break the ice, you know, lower the shields down.
Well, definitely not by doing that bone line.
Whenever I hear the bone line, I'm going to know where they got it from.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Oh, and it goes double for me when Tim was like, I really like you on the bone, Monica. I like you to go on my bone, Monica. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's very clever.
It's not.
I bet nobody's ever thought of that.
Exactly. Yeah, the first time I've ever heard that. Yeah.
But here's the thing. Now you won't be so defensive because I've already planted the seeds. Right?
Why is the radio station called The Bone anyway? Why are there's one called The Eagle, and why are they coming up with like
Eagle's Bone?
The Doves would
the use Dove.
Oh, the Dove too.
Well, the Dove is WDUV. That makes sense to me, but they just arbitrarily name radio stations after things now. That's
well,
weird.
Yeah.
They don't consult me. They barely give me a job.
But you're in the biz.
Don't really pay me. So.
But you're in the biz.
Oh, all right. Well then,
WCLU, the Clubfoot. Yeah.
That didn't test well in focus group.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Too, yeah. All right. Well, listen. Let's go ahead and finish up our what we like to call our housekeeping.
Yes.
Woo. So you can give us a call at 813-699-3900 and be part of the show. We enjoy people calling because we are a caller-driven show. And also, there's some more stuff I need to talk about, and that would be the sponsors.
The Spike and the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt. Pete.com,
local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, stpeteradio.com.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
All right, we're back.
I don't actually know. The game was rained out on the
race
was suspended because of weather on Sunday.
Eighth.
Oh, so he came in the top 10.
We got pickles.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're at a participating Hooters, you are able to get what? Look at me with disgust.
Are you having a stroke?
Yeah, well, yeah. You are able to participate and go get free fried pickles every day. Just let them know. Also, before we go any further, I got to give you guys a little nugget of knowledge is what we do on the show, Tiffany.
Right.
You guys ever heard of Michelangelo?
Yes.
Yeah, Michelangelo.
Yeah, he's one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
He was very big in the 1400s. Yeah.
Well, in one of his poems, a translation goes, I've already grown growther of this torture, hunched up here like a cat in Lombardy or somewhere where the stagnant water poisons. Wasn't that deep? Now, let me explain what that means.
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah, that had nothing to do with Michelangelo, but, you know.
Or the pickles.
Michelangelo was hated doing painting them 16 chapels.
No, he was not hated.
Yeah, he didn't like it, so he wrote this poem.
Oh, he hated painting.
He hated it, yeah, because he was cooped up there, you know.
Yeah.
Is it 16 chapels or 16?
Sistine.
The Sistine, S-I-S.
Sistine.
A name, not a...
Oh, it ain't like... After 15?
Sistine.
It's not a number.
Yeah, he wasn't doing 15. The Sistine. The 16th.
I thought he got to 16. Like, oh, God, I'm so sick of this. I got to do a poem.
No.
What?
I got a poem. A poem.
I thought you said a poem.
No.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, Michelangelo, that's a little nugget of knowledge that Michelangelo hated doing the 16 chapels.
Sistine.
You know what I'm talking about.
No. Not if you keep saying 16.
All right, well, let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
Did you do the sponsors yet?
We did.
Hold on, somebody's cutting somewhere.
Never mind. I was hoping to fool you into doing the sponsors again.
You want to go check
topic and
see
time?
You gotta go see what happened to the little one.
She's got my phone. She's good.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Dr. Captain Clark. Did you change us up?
Yeah,
I said topic time.
Mm. All right, well, I like to call this topic here. So Bert was a neighborhood drug dealer.
Is this
a Sesame Street thing?
Yeah.
This is great.
Ernie was the one that busted him.
Yeah. I love this more than anybody should really love this. I love this.
Do you love Bert?
You do?
Ernie?
Well, wait till you hear.
No, if it's the SNL thing, I absolutely love it.
Okay.
Like 1,000%.
Okay, I don't think that was it. My question to the legal riffraff and the shipping containers in the peanut gallery. All right, so Sesame Street now, they're doing what they call a teachable moment. So what they're doing, they're trying to talk to kids, especially about difficult topics. Whereas one of the characters, a little Muppet by the name of Carly, a 6-year-old yellow-haired Muppet, she said that she lives with her
60-year-old?
Six, like the Teen's Chapel, but it's only six of them.
Years
a 16-year-old?
Yeah. She's a little yellow-haired Muppet that's living with foster parents.
But it sounds like an insult. Little yellow-haired Muppet.
Yeah.
But you said it sounded very insulting. Thank you.
Yes. They're now tackling the fact that this little yellow-haired Muppet is living...
Muppet.
...is living with their foster parents, Dahlia and Clem. And they're talking about that the reason she's with her foster parents because her current parents are on the opioids.
Ooh.
Opioids.
Opiates. Opioids. So, my question to the legal riffraff in the shipping containers.
Is it painful for you to talk? Like, I feel like it hurts you.
Yeah. No, I don't feel it at all.
Really?
No.
Well, we do. Our ears do.
16th
chapter for our ears.
What? No, your ears are being... are being widened.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you guys have lived all your life.
I know.
Living with the alphabet and the...
Yeah, the constraints of the actual language.
Yeah, and you put them together and they come up with words.
Ah.
But don't be constrained. Like, you can't cage a caged tiger.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got to get...
Wait. You can't cage
a caged tiger. But it's already caged,
Tyson.
Yeah.
It's already a
okay,
guy.
So I'm saying that wrong.
Why do I think if you were a caveman that your cave paintings, like the buffalo, would be upside down?
Your hieroglyphics are
like,
crap.
The buffalo would have an elephant nose, and you'd be like, you know what I'm trying to paint.
A caveman doesn't live in a cave.
Yeah, you can't cave a caveman.
wait a minute. You guys know what I'm saying, right?
Oh,
no.
Sure.
I legitimately have no... I'm really trying. That's why I'm saying it.
Which one? About the Cage Tiger or about Sesame Street?
Both.
Okay. Okay, the Cage Tiger is like... The tigers are meant to be in the wild. You can't cage them.
Right.
Right?
Right. Yeah. So you can't cage
you
tiger.
You can't start by calling them cage tigers.
Yeah, because if they're already in a cage, guess what?
They're not in the wild.
You can't cage a wild tiger, is what you're trying to say.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that was interesting. Let's hear about this yellow-haired Muppet.
Yeah.
Muppet.
Right. A Muppet.
Yeah,
on
Muppet.
Opiums.
Yeah, opiums. So let me think. How do you guys feel about Sesame Street doing these kind of things, talking about this sort of thing? Now, I know they have characters like, and we talked about this on the
SBK. You haven't said anything yet. Try finishing a sentence.
If the cars were squid interrupted
me. Yeah, that's what it was.
Are you waiting on this guy to hit you?
There's nothing in
the car. Hey, you want to get on that bone?
Oh!
But, okay, this change the subject. Take him home, put him in the shower, shave, and good. That man will worship.
Am I the only one thinking about his pubes? That's my first thought.
I thought he looked a lot like Michelangelo. Yeah,
I could say.
I gotta know what's happening down there.
I can rule me out. Okay. I was not.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with new.
That's not your first thought when someone because like you just wonder like that's what we see.
No.
This is what we see is what he's showing. What do
you
remember?
You only see that because that's how tall you
clear
are.
Clear your throat.
It's horse.
Oh,
yeah, I look at that guy and I just think you can't cage a caged tiger.
Makes sense with that guy. It does.
Yeah, right.
Oh man!
All right, so get back to the topic. How do you guys feel about Sesame Street? No, Sesame Street trying to educate the little kids on opiums.
Isn't that
they're not doing?
Huh?
I mean, weren't they trying to educate the little kids? Since they started?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Count Chocula. He taught them how to count.
There you go.
Nope.
How to count.
Not Count Chocula.
Hey, he's
Count Dracula.
Who was it?
Count Dracula. Count.
Chocula is cereal.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
He's just trying to get you to buy cereal.
Okay.
He doesn't care if you can count or not.
Why has he got to be chocolate?
What was Frankenberry doing?
Yeah.
Okay, right. I want to say, are you guys off the subject? The subject is about Sesame Street.
You're the one
I'm
who
okay
made it go
with
off
it.
The subject by saying Count Chocula.
Count Chocula. That's not Sesame Street.
Sesame Street does a good job of educating kids about more than letters and numbers.
Yeah.
And they frequently introduce these characters that are different that might help kids understand things than in their life that might be difficult to understand.
So growing up,
they're not teaching about opioids. They're not like, now here's how you inject the stuff into your bloodstream.
I want to say, didn't Eddie Murphy do that or something with...
Yeah,
he did.
A parody of Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood.
Yeah. Tiffany, what's your opinion on that?
I don't even...
Got that right? Yeah.
I didn't even know that this was a thing.
Opioids?
Oh, I know what those are.
There's a character whose mom and dad are on opioids.
Yeah, well, I didn't
know. So he has to live with...
Right.
He has to live with...
I mean...
See, you learn stuff on the Spike on the Mic show. Nuggets
obvious.
Of knowledge.
I just learned a lot.
About Michelangelo. And pubes, and you a whore?
16th travel, I learned I'm a whore. I know about caged tigers.
Oh,
yeah, man. Really. So what's your opinion on Sesame Street teaching kids about opioids?
You know...
But they're not.
If they are, I need to see this. I don't... Yeah.
Here's
the
thing.
I don't even know.
Back in the day, it's a timely thing. So when Sesame Street, like in the 60s or whatever, they taught about black and white people getting along. And that at the time was like, should they be saying it? Whatever is of the time, these kids will come into contact with in school or wherever.
Right.
Right.
And they teach them about, like they help them understand in a kid way because they're yellow-haired Muppets.
Right.
What's a better way to teach kids about that? Because that exists
is
in real life.
If you have their attention.
Well, or the dangers of opioids.
But here's...
Yeah. Okay. They're not going like, hey, you want to feel good?
No. It's sort of like if little Billy doesn't understand why his friend Stevie has to live with people other than his parents.
With Dahlia and Clem?
Right.
Well, it's just like in school. I mean, don't they still have sex ed and things like that? It's the same things. You're like talking about now situations.
Okay, so let me come at it at a different angle.
Okay.
This is how I...
Oh, this ought to be good.
So if little Lisa is sitting down there watching television and she's seeing a yellow-haired muffin talking about the opioids, that little Lisa might go to her parents and say, Mom, they're talking about you on television.
Oh.
Mom might get upset and you know, then do bad things, right? So you don't want to promote.
What? Well, actually, they're not talking about the opioids.
What are they talking about?
They're talking about why he can't live with his parents.
Right.
Because they have a problem.
Because my parents are on the roids.
I'm just waiting until I walk.
Right, but they don't then talk about the roids.
Now we're on
and see what happens is the kid watches the episode of Sesame Street and maybe hears something on the news, opioids. Oh, I learned about what that is with Sesame Street and why it's bad.
Right.
They don't learn how to do opioids.
Right. I think they're just learning that, you know, that some people
that it exists going, and there's it, problems.
That people do go through that and they're not the only ones. And
exactly.
This is,
No, not exactly. Because...
Totally exactly.
I don't think they're giving directions on how to use.
Listen, Sesame Street hasn't botched a situation like this yet.
I know, but they used to stick with things like counting.
They did that.
Living in a trash can with Mr. Grinch.
And none of that is relevant to today anymore. Who counts?
Snuffleupagus.
And there was no Mr. Grinch.
Until I look on top of my refrigerator and see the box of cereal with the count with all these chocolate stuff and then... opioids in the bowl.
Oh, man.
No. Okay, you guys don't think that the kid is going to equate what on television is with their parents or their foster parent? Not their foster
parent. If it's relevant.
Right. They're going to say, ooh, my parents, Sesame Street just told me what's wrong with my parents.
No.
What am I missing here?
Everything.
The kids aren't as stupid as you think they are.
Yeah.
They're not?
No.
God, you guys are trying to... You can't educate me or cage a pig.
Well, that's
true. Maybe you should watch Sesame Street.
We can't educate you. Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, I'm going to go out and
you'll
say...
You'll tune out during the sections where they talk about letters, obviously. Yes. But
and
maybe
counting.
The other stuff. Yeah.
Living in a trash can.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I think it's just a bit much. Maybe they should move into things about, you know, maybe...
Why?
Bad weather. To be honest,
though, especially with the shows that my daughter watches, I listen to, and I'm shocked at some of the things that they even talk about, but at least they're talking about it because people can relate. Maybe her friend is going through a situation.
Right.
Things like that.
Right.
It's to make them, it's the new normal. This is what our world is today. So if the shit's going on, why not talk about
it?
It's an opportunity for a teaching moment.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't little children know that things like Spike exist?
Exactly.
How else are we going to ease the world into Spike?
Bone-sucking Spike.
Let me ask you this, Spike. Why do you not want them to do it on Sesame Street?
Yeah.
Because in my world,
right.
Sesame Street is a place where kids escape from the evils of this place. They go in there, they can see Muffets and say, ooh, this is
fun. Are
you
still learning to count? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
No, I was trying to figure out what the Snuffleupagus job role was in this
world.
In
your world, Sesame Street is a dead end.
But, hold on a second. Yep. Tell me, do you guys disagree with the fact that is an escape for the kids?
No, I disagree.
No, it's an educational
show. Always been educational. Yeah. It's on PBS.
They can have fun while they're learning, but the purpose is to teach kids.
That's all it's ever been.
Always. Yeah.
Opiates are...
You said it yourself. Count Dracula. He's teaching you how to count.
Yeah.
I'm totally joking.
They learn about how the neighborhood works and the different, you know, nationalities and the store. There's a store there. And how they...
Yeah.
A male person.
Right. But they've always...
Oscar the Grouch?
I thought they've always kept it kid-friendly.
Yes.
Yeah. Kid-friendly.
Yes,
they
totally.
Deliver it in a child... Yeah. In a kid-friendly way.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, we got all you got.
You know who else would take this on if he was still around? Mr. Rogers would be all over this.
Oh,
this is the thing. Back in the day, the episodes that you're talking about, things like that were actually probably happening in homes.
Right.
And it wasn't being brought up into conversation. So now, here we are, fast forward how many years later?
7.
Or longer, probably. but seriously, fast forward to now, let's try and stop and prevent the problem.
I don't know how to break it to you.
Having a conversation with kids now rather than when they're adults and having issues.
Or learning from their kid friends on the playground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the healthy way.
There's a yellow-haired Muppet that has AIDS.
Ooh. They never. Have right. They don't think they ever.
And
touched
yeah, autism,
they covered that.
And there's an autism one. Yep. So like, there. It's not. This is not the first.
There's gay Muppet.
Absolutely.
Ooh, Bert and Ernie.
Nope.
No.
Well, yes.
No, they yeah. just are really no. good friends. That just
no.
So you're in denial. You're the
no.
thing with the head in the sand.
No, they're just friends. Have they ever been homosexual with each other?
Well, there's a lot of time not on TV.
Yeah. I've never seen it. I don't believe it. And it, you know.
You don't think anyone's dropped one of them on the other one?
No. They're they're roommates.
All right. Well, listen. I guess I am not going to convince you people
they're packed.
You people.
Butt to butt.
here we go again.
Yeah, that the Muppets is going a little bit too far with things like that. It should just stay in their lane.
Do you know where the names Bert and Ernie come from?
Yes.
It's a Wonderful Life. Know that movie?
No, there are no black people in there.
Bert and Ernie. The taxi driver and the cop are Bert and Ernie. Yeah.
Is it Wonderful Life, that movie where the kid licked on the pole and got stuck?
Yes. No. Yes, it's exactly the same.
This is actually a good thing.
No, that's a Christmas story.
No, but what if we just let him think that? And then he went out into the world and like repeated it. And he's
what do
like,
you mean
yeah.
let me think that?
And well, then it'd be like, come back.
He would have come back being mad, and we would have said, you know what we were talking about.
Yep, exactly. I like that. I like.
And then people would start talking about, oh, he's that kid from Sesame Street about the opiate.
Yeah. See, I'm done correcting you, Spike. I am no longer correcting you. Whatever you say, whatever you relate to, it's all going to be, yep, that's right.
It probably is.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, all totally.
Right. There you go. All right, well, I tried, but I have to move on now.
You tried what?
To give you guys a different perspective in what the
Miller. Did you though?
Yeah. Gosh, okay. No, I tried. Hit me topic changing.
Another topic, like the last one, on the Spike on the Mic Show.
All right, so I don't have a topic for this topic.
Oh, wait.
But I'll call
have
it.
A title.
I call it, yeah, I have a title for this topic. But
I don't have the patience for this show today.
Well, look.
Well, drink some more.
You can't cage. A caged tiger.
All right.
And you have no topic with this topic.
How about get to stepping, Gina?
Get to stepping,
Gina. That's pronounced Gina.
Oh, Gina.
No, it's Gina.
Gina.
Okay, so there's this lady by the name of Heidi Peterson. Hmm. She lives in Detroit. So she bought this house.
Could have helped you.
I know.
And then she moved. Then she went on an assignment for a year. She went out of town for a year. She bought the house. And then
Tiffany goes out of town on assignment.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. This may be relevant to you.
I'm not
for
Gina.
A year.
Or Heidi, whatever her name is.
Heidi.
Gina.
I thought Gina. It was Gina. Can we just call her Gina?
No, Heidi. So she went out of town, bought the house, come back home. And then there's this lady by the name of Tracy Blair sitting in her spot.
Ooh.
In her house, squatting.
No.
Taking over.
Squatting.
Yeah, oh, you I mean like, yeah, like a squatter.
All right, squatting.
Yeah, a squatter.
Things. All right, she doing
she's
squats.
Squatting over the
yeah.
bowl.
She just sitting.
When you said squat, I feel like she's hovering over the toilet.
That's
yeah.
kind of
yeah,
what exactly, I thought he may have been thinking too.
She broke into her house and she's living there.
Now, Tiff, there you go. You see, she speaks, Spike. So she broke into.
I'm sorry the first about time
that.
Ever.
Is that like the worst insult you've ever had?
Yeah.
I don't know how to take that.
Take that as a badge of honor.
A badge of honor.
A badge. So she went in there. She came home, and Tracy is in this girl's house, just living there.
Tracy's living in Heidi's
water.
House.
Yeah, she's in the girl in the in Heidi's house.
Heidi's house.
Living
Heidi's
there.
House.
So, and Heidi was like, "Hey, dude, you got to get the step in." She says, "No, I have a lease here."
Oh
no!
Whoa. So this what she did was, Tracy, when she broke into the house because it was vacant for a year, the water heater was broke. So Tracy got a contractor to fix the water heater.
Yep.
And she's making payments on it. So she's saying this is my legal contract on this house because I fix it up. And the water heater and some other stuff was going bad.
Right.
I don't understand that at all.
People
then
do
how
this.
How is the first girl that left, how was she in possession of the house? How did she ever get there?
She bought the house, but then she had to go out of town for a year.
Okay. Yeah. So if Roz and I go out of town for a year, somebody can just come in
I'm
and fix
in.
Our water heater?
Yeah, I'm breaking in. It's mine.
The neighbors thought that the Tracy...
was renting.
Was part of the house. Yeah.
People,
no.
I'm not joking you.
You gotta get keys and stuff to get in.
There is something called squatter's rights.
Yeah.
Seriously, I mean, I don't, I'm not trying to
all
be.
All right. All but right. Something so we're both pretty old. We can't squat that easily.
Tiffany, you finna bring it home with logic?
Well, no, because something similar actually happened to one of my sisters here in Tampa. She had a rental home in Tampa, and it was up for, she had a sign out front, yeah. And then all of a sudden, one day, she gets a phone call, and somebody had keys made, broke in, yeah, broke right. the latch off, mm-hmm. rented out the house,
damn.
Got cash for the down payment, and then took off with it.
Sure.
And the people that were living there was like a single mom with a kid. Yeah. And
right.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing is, but somebody always has to be in that house.
Right.
If everyone were to leave, they've lost their squatter's rights. Mm. So technically, like, a couple people go, but if one person stayed in.
Somebody gets up out of the squat.
They all have to get out. Now, I mean, you can win that eventually in court, but it's a long, drawn-out process. But that's what you find, like, in these empty houses, whatever. People will get in, mm-hmm. and somebody does not leave.
Right.
And you have to deal with squatters' rights.
So, gotcha. And this,
what are their rights?
Their None. Rights are
the right
are
to squat. To,
they if they're in the
fix
house,
the plumbing.
It's like and they've been there established, and you know when it's kicked them out for whatever reason. It may be that they've lived there for a week or whatever. Until they leave, they have the right to stay. By now, you can win that in court, but you're talking court, and you're talking
hey Peter Brady
a long time.
And here's the deal about that.
I'm not at my house right now. Can somebody go and just take my house?
I think so. Yeah,
Sending someone over.
Really. Yeah,
can I just request that it be a hot, tall guy with an abs apple who squats in my bed?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all stay here.
I like that. With an abs apple.
Left your house. I mean, like, they literally walked out of the door. You can lock them out, then you can call the police for trespass. They don't have the legal right. But if they stay in the house, it's a convoluted law. But I'm telling you,
I just don't think that's true at all.
Okay.
And here's the thing.
If I go home and somebody's in my house because I wasn't there, and I call the cops, the cops are going to make them leave. They're not going to go squatters' rights.
You're talking like 3 hours. Like this.
Yeah.
You have to establish that they've been there for a week, and they have been doing stuff to show that
I was in the hospital for 2 months.
If someone was in your house.
I come home and someone was in my house, and I call the cops, tell them to get out. You're telling me the cops
I wish I would have known that. I would have been in that mother trucker.
I know. If I would have known sooner, I would have been in your house.
Yeah, I would have been squatting like a bug.
You would have issues until they actually left your house.
And here's the problem with this.
What about the people in Florida? The northerners who leave their summer home for 6 months at a time. Somebody can just take over their home.
They can get in there. You can't kick them out. I'm telling you. Squatters' rights.
And I'm going to find a house on the beach and that someone just only comes here and then just
There's
sit
free
there.
Houses if you go and live there.
Someone has to find it and to the point to know that you're gone and know that everything's there and then they cannot leave the house. But when they get out of that house.
That's messed up.
I mean, but hold on. What if I, okay, now I'm thinking, now the wheels are turning. So what if I, I'm not trying to live there for, you know, forever or whatever. What if I just want to have a weekend at the beach? Like, what if I want to spend a Saturday night at the beach? And so Saturday all day I'm at the beach getting drunk, having fun. And then I find a house and I just sleep there overnight. Like, I just, you know what I mean? I just sleep there overnight. That's all I do. And then I get up in the morning and I leave. And then nobody can do anything. And it's a hopeful place to be a hotel room.
If you have gone in and you're there for like an hour, you could be arrested. But if you're there for a week or two or whatever it may be, I don't know if there's a timing on it.
That is crazy.
But squatters' rights.
Airbnb is going down.
Yeah, really.
Can I read what comes up if you Google squatters' rights Florida 2019?
Always the reason.
Adverse possession law allows squatters to claim land that they have been squatting on for at least 7 years, provided that they meet certain conditions, such as having paid the taxes on the land and filed the proper paperwork. It's not a matter of showing up and opening a door and going and living there for 2 weeks and saying, I live here now.
You have to. I'm telling you, in the civil, you arrest, you call the police, and there's certain things they cannot do.
Here's a problem
after
with
7 years,
wait,
it says.
Okay. Wait, Schmatz is right a little bit because the way I got control of the remote control at home.
Well, here's how
seven
it happened.
Long years?
This woman now has to live in the house with the squatter.
Yeah,
because she said she spent all her money.
Ooh, what if
buying
they,
the house?
What if they end up dating? Like, this is a cute, a meet cute.
Oh god! Now you turn it into a freak show.
Yeah. What if they start banging and they start?
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's their meet cute. That's how they're. You know how we met? Well, I was squatting in her house.
It was so romantic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's how a single guy
that's how a porn happens.
Can meet a girl. Just break into their house and just stay there.
You can break into mine as long as
if you got it on an apple
and you're tall and you're good looking.
Yes.
Mm. All right. Freak.
And you bring me a McGriff.
And you pay my taxes.
Yeah, really. And you bring McGriff.
Right.
McRib.
And you're good at making tacos.
I can make tacos.
More important, McRib or booze?
Ooh. If you bring a bottle of vodka and a McRib, then you can move in.
It's like a McRib for McDonald's.
Yeah, but that's only seasonal.
I see they're back. I've never actually had a McRib.
You what?
Whoa,
you
whoa. Stop the press. Tiffany's, you never had a McRib? Yeah,
no.
All right. Let's shut down the show.
There's a McDonald's right there.
Yeah, really. Yeah. You ever heard of Adam and Eve?
The sex store?
No.
I've never wanted you more than I want you right now, Tiffany. I love that's where your head went before anything else. The oh, my God.
Or are you talking about history?
No.
Now you can squat.
No, I can't
history
believe,
or today?
I can't believe you traveled this world for 27 years and you've never had a McRib.
Now you're just ass-kissing.
Yeah, well, duh. Parker up. Licking it from the,
wow.
From the bank. All right, well, damn it. You guys are
you've
definitely
never
wrong.
Ordered a McRib, but you have ordered from Adam and Eve.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Well, apparently, they're the dynamic her. Duo.
Whoa, freak mama. He greedy. She's greedy.
I'm ordering Adam and Eve and a McRib. Saucy.
Hold on a second. Now you can get barbecue sauce on everything.
Yeah. As long as
don't
it's
judge
a McRib
me.
Well,
sauce.
As long as she's squatting somewhere, it won't matter where there's a mess.
Should I be getting turned on right now by all this talk of booze and McRibs?
Yeah. All right, there may be a problem. We're talking a lot about McDonald's. And the Hooters manager is standing
right here. All right.
Wait. When y'all make a McRib, I'll start talking about y'all's McRib. Okay? Until then.
Till
slap me with a pickle.
Let's suck on the bones.
What do you guys have that's close to me? You guys have like barbecue pork sandwich of any kind?
No, see? There's no pork.
I mean, where am I supposed to get my pork?
That was a clean cut, too.
Yeah, really. Ooh, yeah. Hey, isolate that.
No.
Yeah. Isolate that. That'll be in the next drop.
Where should I get my pork?
Yes. All right. Damn it. Let's go ahead and just get out of this because it's going nowhere.
All right.
I was just thinking that.
Whoops.
Well, that went nowhere. Let's see where this one goes. They all follow each other, so Spike on the Mic Show.
So here, we got a Dear Spike on the Mic letter today.
Oh.
They called in, or they don't call in, they wrote in. And so, Tiff, let me tell you what happened. People would write us for our advice.
Oh.
They would say, hey, Mary, you know, I
who
want
you. Who's asking you for advice?
Not anymore after today.
People, I said, so here's a Dear Spike on the Mic. A new coworker has started about a week ago. We share similar interests. We have a lot in common. As I'm getting to know him, I'm becoming increasingly attracted to him. His personality, we joke around, we borderline flirt with each other.
His Adam's apple.
He hasn't made a move or any signs of being uncomfortable around my jokes. He jokes back. Should I tell him how I feel, risk professional relationship, and things go awkward? And then
what are you saying right now?
She's asking, or should I just back off for a while?
Yeah,
I don't know what
her new coworker.
I don't know what to do. I honestly feel we have a connection, but I've been out of the dating scene for a while. What should I do? Signed, Clueless to the Spike on the Mic Show.
Break into his house for a little bit. See what happens.
So now I have to go around and have to ask the question to the legal riffraff and shipping containers. What would be your advice to Clueless on the Spike on the Mic Show? She's thinking about getting it with a coworker, sure. Monica's.
I mean, it can be dicey when it's a coworker,
right?
Because you know you have when things go sour. But I also think you don't ever want to say, "I wonder what would happen if." So I say go for it. I say take a chance, knowing full well that you might risk some awkwardness in the future as far as that. But you don't want to miss out if it works out. It's
in other words, you're saying, you know, if you and I got together, you'd still come to the Spike and the Mic Show.
I just want you to
know. After it was awful.
I just want you to know. I have before. I'm here now, aren't I?
All right, Tiffany.
I would say that I'm clueless, and this whole letter is about you.
Oh.
The whole time. Yeah.
Oh. So you wrote the Spike on the Mic show. Yeah. Okay. You looking for a little advice?
From you.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Tiffany.
I say go for it, lady.
Yeah.
I just don't date people that I work with.
Oh.
So get him fired and then find out.
That's a great idea.
Whoa, now he's going to be homeless.
Well, then he can squat.
Then you have to worry about what his pubes look like.
Exactly. Oh.
See, this is why you attract people like that.
Wait.
Yeah. Dr. Captain Clark?
Well, there's a possible chance that the HR department has a policy against dating in-house, and
right?
She could lose her job.
Bang in the office. Nobody would to know.
Yeah, but people find out. When you're dating someone in the office, people find out. So she should weigh the options of how much she likes her job and potentially losing it versus this guy that she really doesn't know anything about. So
what was your advice to her?
No.
Don't do it?
Just be careful. That's all. I mean, I agree with Monica. I mean, you see someone you might have someone in common with, yeah, by all means, you should explore that. But you got to weigh that against the possibility of losing your job.
Who cares?
Which one means more to you? That's all she has to ask.
What if he has a big dong?
Is she looking for a fling and she doesn't want to lose her job?
Is he a supervisor? Is he your supervisor?
Does that matter?
No. I mean, you're taking a chance either way.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So she just has to weigh, you know, what the negative outcomes are and which she should, which she wants to pursue.
Smuts.
Workplace is such a difficult thing. So, I mean, especially
you're struggling. You got a little phlegm in your mouth.
Well, no, it's just I'm hoarse from
who hasn't done filth at the office though. It's a factor.
I'm talking about if it's supervised or not. Now you got issues there. You know, I mean,
I'd like to tell you this right now, as my former ex-boss.
Yeah,
I got a little something at the studio.
From whom?
None of your business.
Yeah,
I don't care.
I was a married woman, so I think you know from who. But
yeah. No, I don't care. I mean, as long as you're out there. But if it's your boss, you got to watch it because then you're talking about all kind of lawsuits and anything else. Or if you're that person's supervisor, too.
Mm. Yeah,
you don't. Why are you guys thinking so much? Go with your heart and your heart on.
Oh, that's right.
Well, that's the problem. People do that.
Walk around all ready.
I mean, what if she's his supervisor? And then all of a sudden, he's now.
Okay, so listen. This person is listening for our advice. Give her some advice.
Are you his supervisor? You don't go after it because you are now setting yourself up to be sued. Don't do it.
Ask if he has a brother.
A twin brother, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I think
Tiffany's advice is perfect.
Dad or son.
PWs?
Yes, I advise her to knock boots.
There you go. The gas man who's listening somewhere in gas land, he says, I'll throw a McRib down her throat.
Oh. Nice.
But they're boneless.
Nice.
But I like an extra saucy gas. I hung out with gas man yesterday.
Oh, you did?
With McRibs?
No, there were no McRibs. We went to the watch party at Yeoman's Pub or whatever.
Oh, snap. That's right. You hit me up about that and I was doing stuff.
Yeah. No, you asked what I was doing and I threw you a mercy invite.
Oh, my God.
A mercy invite. Nice.
Yeah, no, I was doing stuff. All right. So, listen, I'm going to go out and make my vote on this.
Yeah.
I think it's okay. I'm with Monica's. Listen,
you're with everyone then. I think we all thought it was okay.
Nope. Tiffany and Dr. Captain Clark was out of there. Oh, and Smuts.
Yeah. I'm only out if it's a supervisor or other situation. If you're like together with them, then go for it.
That's what makes it harder.
What if both of y'all are phone operators?
Legal issues.
Nobody's thinking about
it. Yeah, the more forbidden it is, the better.
Thank you.
Yeah, the company's thinking that. You could both be fired.
Then we're going to be have hot sex all day instead of just after work.
And then maybe right there in the office where you might
get caught. I don't think Monica gets how poor people work.
I am the poor people. I am the poorest of the people.
Getting fired from a job doesn't mean, oh, good, hot sex all day long.
Yeah, really,
that's not what that means.
There's so many other jobs. And yes, it does.
So,
what does it mean,
then? Tiff, is your mind changing a little bit?
No, I just don't like to date people that I work with because then...
Have you had a bad experience with that?
No, right. I don't think I've ever dated anybody.
You know what he's going to say to you now? You're fired.
Exactly. I don't think I've ever dated anyone.
So you're not working anymore.
Exactly. But no, because then if it doesn't work out, then it's weird and awkward, and then I don't know.
But you cannot stop what the heart wants. You see your coworker.
Sure you can.
No, you can't. If,
sure, you can.
Yeah, you can cage a caged tiger.
Yeah.
Touche. And that's both of them.
I can't even believe you just said touche. Like, that was, we have to end the show right now. That was the correct pronunciation of the word. It was used in the right context.
Yes.
I don't
even,
I can't. I can't.
Except he says, well,
okay, let me ruin it.
When it's going the other way.
Both of the Shays said it, right? All right. All right. I'm a little taken back. I figured Monica's would swing.
More?
Yeah. But I thought Tiffany would just say, hey, you know, throw caution to the wind. Get in there.
I just, no. I could, no. Just me personally, I could never do it.
Listen, there are thinkers and there are not thinkers.
Actually,
that would ruin her relationship with the show, you know. And she likes being on the show, so she can't do the boss, you know.
Yeah. So you see where I'm going with you?
Yeah,
you
see what I'm going with. I knew exactly what you were after.
Ew and pervy.
Yeah.
What was the pervy part?
Tiffany, that's the most right answer you've ever had in your life.
How you laughing at this horse mother trucker right
this
here?
This horse.
It is. Yeah. Hold on a second. I make you laugh.
Oh. Oh, yeah. That's true.
Really. Now, the Adam's apple thing, you got to look closely.
Yeah.
You know, do you care about Adam's apple than the man?
Mm-mm. No, but I noticed when she said that, I was like thinking. I've never actually
checked
one before.
Yeah.
Only in certain situations.
Yeah.
You know,
well, yeah, when he's
you're
down your throat.
Do you prefer
when Adam's, there is a doubt.
Adam's apple or Eve's plum?
What is Eve's plum?
Yeah, really. Hey, can
I've never heard that ever in my life.
Let me vote.
Plum is actually Marsh or Jan Brady.
Really?
What? You have educated us.
Maureen McCormick, Eve Plum, and Susan Olsen are the Brady girls.
Is that the woman who made the seasoning? McCormick seasoning?
Yep. It is.
Yep. Exactly right.
She invented salt.
She invented salt.
Yep.
Wow. I thought that was Lowry, Michael Lowry.
This is a very informational show.
This has been the most educational show out here ever.
Yeah.
I hope somebody took notes because there's no way I'll remember all of this.
I hope somebody could understand.
I think I'm recording it. I'm not sure.
No, this is, I'm giving you guys knowledge of nuggets and get down.
Knowledge of nuggets.
Cage a cage tiger.
I think instead of requesting advice, people are going to start sending advice.
Count Chocula and Bert selling opioids.
Okay. We got a couple minutes. Go ahead and do a topic change.
Change the topic to something else on the Spike on the Mic show.
Okay, so you guys know, you guys are what we call the subject matter experts. You guys are supposed to, I throw you topics.
SMEs. I heard somebody on the radio use that expression.
SMEs.
Insert ta-da. Yeah, so I'm giving you guys information, and you guys are supposed to give me some expert opinions on this.
This is exhausting.
Isn't it?
I mean, very
it
much.
It really
so.
Is.
Why? All you have to do is just say, yes, Spike, I think this and I think that.
Okay.
That explains why it's exhausting.
All right. Pia Olsen.
Huh? That's why it's exhausting.
What?
What are you saying right now?
What?
Pia Olden. She's an 18.
wait, that sounds completely different from the first
one. It is different.
I'm going to guess it's PIA, and usually PIA is Pia.
Is it Pay?
P-I-A.
That's, P-I-A.
Hi.
Tia.
Pia.
Okay, that's not even an important part.
It is. We want to understand what you're saying.
She had a horse, okay?
A chick had a horse.
All right.
Yeah. She's an 18-year-old kid, had a horse. She raised it from horse babies, and it died. Okay. Sad, sad, sad.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, she convinced her family
to stuff him.
To let's cook the horse so I can eat it.
No.
Oh.
No, my question.
I understand horse is pretty good.
Universal, no. Next time.
No, the question.
No, what do you think McRibs are?
No.
The opinions of PW.
Yeah, really.
It ain't my own pet horse. I'll lead someone else's horse, but not my damn horse.
Now, Pia decided that.
Oh, PETA.
No,
Pia.
The girl, PIA. She said, "Is my horse. I want to honor my horse." And so she cooked it up in some stew.
Did she want certain parts of the horse?
What happens when she gets married in a few years and her husband dies?
She's cooking them.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but let's...
she want to eat the...
I had to ask, remember where you were. Is this in, from Lake City? I had to ask Clark where
you were. Oh, too soon.
Oh, I don't know
if that,
man.
If that's appropriate, but yeah. But okay, so now, illegal riffraff in the shipping containers and the lovely and talented guests. Do you think PETA is wrong for doing this? Now,
for doing what?
Before you say this, but
eating her horse.
She wanted to pay homage to her horse.
You said homage.
Dude, I'm full of knowledge and
wealth. Nuggets, yeah.
Yeah. And so she's saying it's better than putting him in a hole and letting the worms eat him. I love my horse. I've trained him.
Right.
Him and her.
Why shouldn't I put barbecue sauce
in him? Why shouldn't I put it in me and then eventually flush it down the toilet?
Yeah.
So, ooh. Quickly, is that wrong, Dr. Captain Clark?
It's her horse. I guess if it's legal, she should be able to do whatever she wants with her horse. I wouldn't do it, but if that's what she feels is appropriate, she bought the horse. She raised the horse.
Really? Tiffany's?
There's people live on farms that raise pigs from little babies and then wind up eating those pigs.
Sure.
That was going to be my point. So.
But who eats horses?
You ever been to, they're not a sponsor, Steak and Shake.
Careful.
Steak and Shake?
Careful.
Yeah.
The words expressed are not necessary.
Yeah.
They are for entertainment
easy.
Purposes only and not
hey, so what is your opinion on that?
I mean, I just find it different. I would never eat my horse or a horse in general.
It's good.
I wouldn't eat my dog.
True.
Have you ever heard the expression hung like a
horse? I have.
I would just tell you one time I walked through Chinatown in Philadelphia, it smelled like wet dog. I did not eat any food there.
Oh, exactly. Man.
Monica?
I completely agree with what Clark said, which is I'm never going to do that in a zillion years, but it's your horse. Y'all do what you need to feel you need to do, but I don't like it.
PWs?
I'd have to taste it first.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, wait, okay. Smots?
I'll keep it simple. I agree with Clark.
Huh?
I'll keep it simple. I agree with Clark and Monica.
Okay.
Is that why you said now
we need to end the show. I don't know that that's ever happened in the history of anything.
My throat screwed up. It came out wrong.
Okay. I'm going to go out and do an executive decision. I say, yeah. Oh, shit. Lake City just said, hey, make a move. So Lake City just draw down on you, Tiffany.
Man.
Tiffany, how you gonna call out the real deals? We don't take kindly to your kind. That's,
you know, when he's got pet possums that they worry about up there.
Right?
Yeah. All right, eat a horse. It's food. It's all right. I'm okay with it. It's yours. You bought it. You put it on the grill.
Aww.
Get the stepping. Just like if I, like Clark said, if I had a pig.
No.
If I had a chicken.
No. If you name something, I'm not eating it. Like, it was.
Oh, man.
And I name everything.
I name Thor.
It's not going. It's not going in my mouth.
Oh
boom.
God.
Hey,
I named it Big Mac. Yeah.
Yeah. McRib.
Name it McRib, and we might be talking.
Yeah, McRib. All right. Well, listen. The day the show flew by, I think this is an award deserving show.
Oh, this is the best.
This is the best show
ever.
Best show. So we have to do what we always do. We have to go around and ask, what stuck with you tonight? And I'll start off with you, Smuts.
What stuck with me is
your voice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations on that. What stuck with me is that you honestly get more things close to being correct than you actually get correct.
Hmm. So you're saying I got the chance?
Like a caged tiger.
That is famous.
Yeah.
PW, what stuck with you tonight?
That we have one announcer voice on the show and he can't speak.
We don't want him for his mind, body, or soul. All right,
by the way, it's for Boomer Sooner. Just gotta say it.
All right, Dr. Captain Clark, what stuck with you tonight?
What stuck with me tonight was Tatum was sharing her french fries with me, so I was eating taters with Tatum.
Taters with
Tatum. Oh, wow.
That needs to be a segment next time you're here.
Sick. Taters with Tatum. All right, so listen.
And I can actually speak in my announcer voice. I can say, it's Taters with Tatum.
My favorite peoples, Monica's. What stuck with you tonight?
That apparently Clark and I could be married.
Wow.
I just learned that.
I got to check the tape.
Yeah.
Check the tape.
I didn't realize.
Maybe he'll squat in your house.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he did once say that he
would let you watch him poop.
Watch him pee,
And now that we're divorced, it's over and it's not happening anymore.
Tiffany's, you know, you always welcome. We love hearing, and I think I got a thing for you. What stuck with you tonight?
Gosh, like so many things, it's hard to even choose. Maybe the 16th chapel. I've been saying it wrong all along.
I learned you tonight.
Yeah, McRib. lots of different things. And squatting.
Yes.
Done.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is award deserving. Gas Man will be back next week, possibly. The Spike on the Mic Show, Lake City, we out.
Wow.